It's Wednesday, the 10th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 7am news bulletin. The National Petroleum Corporation has issued a warning about a scam involving fraudulent emails purportedly from Namcor. Scammers are using email addresses ending in namcor-na.com to trick individuals into paying for request for quotation documents. Namcor's Manager of Marketing, Communications and Public Relations, Paulo Coelho, elaborates more on the deceptive scheme.
The scammers pose as Namcor employees and request payments for RFQ documentation. They also issue fraudulent purchase orders and request payments for machinery on behalf of Namcor to the supplier. Once payment is made, the money is difficult to trace and or is lost. We would also like to urge all of our stakeholders to remain vigilant and ensure that they verify that all emails come from a Namcor domain which ends in namcor.com.na. If there are any doubts or suspicion of any fraudulent activities, kindly contact us directly.
The FNB House Price Index for quarter four of 2023 showed 1.5% 12-month average growth, down from the previous quarter. Segments varied with declines in small and medium segments, while large and luxury segments surged. Rusa Nandao, FNB Namibia economist, provides insights.
The overall national house price now stands at 1,214,674, slightly lower than the 1,218,086 Namibian dollars in quarter three 2023, but higher than the 1,196,569 over the corresponding period in 2022. The average prices for the central, coastal, northern, and southern regions stand at 1.5 million, 1.4 million, 864,000, and 881,000, respectively.
The World Travel Market Africa 2024, taking place from today until April 12th, is poised to become a major event in the tourism industry, drawing travel professionals from across the globe to Cape Town. The Namibia Tourism Board, Flora Quest, gives us an update.
The end goal for Namibia Tourism Board attending World Travel Market in Cape Town with tourism stakeholders would be to promote Namibia as a tourist destination, attract more visitors to the country, partnership with key industry players, increase awareness of Namibia tourism offering, and ultimately to drive economic growth through tourism.
The Umkhonto weSizwe party in South Africa has celebrated the decision of the South African Electoral Court to overturn the Electoral Commission's ruling, which disqualified former President Jacob Zuma from contesting a parliamentary seat. The Electoral Commission cited Section 47 stating Zuma's 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court as grounds for disqualification. Nhlamulo Ndlela, spokesperson for the MK party, hailed the court's decision as a significant victory for the party as they prepare for the upcoming May 29 general elections. The United Nations says it's still facing numerous challenges with aid delivery, especially into the north of Gaza. It says Israel's inspection rules are still hindering certain items from being transported. However, Israel says several trucks are being allowed to enter the enclave, something the United Nations disputes, as Jody Jacobs reports from the United Nations HQ in New York.
The UN says Israel is counting the amount of trucks crossing the border, while it's counting the amount of aid that's actually getting to warehouses and to people in need. The Israeli military department responsible for aid transfers denies hindering humanitarian relief and insists there's no limit on supplies.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.